Hallelujah. Put your hands together. Oh, your clapping is... Amen. Are you happy to be here this morning for another round of impartation, life-changing and ministry-changing? Let us come to this side. This morning, we are not too many. Let us come to this side. Let us come and have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful... Yeah, let's fill this side and we are filled it up well. Yeah. Hallelujah. Beautiful, beautiful. Let's enjoy ourselves. So that's... crowd brings out the anointing in us. Pastor, you can come here. Yes. If others come, we will see how it works. Yes. Beautiful. You want to welcome somebody by your side? Tell them, I'm happy you are here. By the way, my name is... Introduce yourself and your church and your... and how you're doing, and tell them that, Shelly, I am the assistant, I'm the founder, I'm the senior pastor, I'm the apostle overseer, I'm the one here. Yeah, and I'm the one who's pouring out my heart to build the church that is in this place. Beautiful. Well, this morning we are about to be wonderfully, powerfully blessed. Amen. Your amen is almost... this morning we are about to receive a message that will establish you, your assistants, your shepherds, your church. So what we build will not be broken by some desperate brothers who are looking for you, looking to you as their source of income, trying to make $12 million out of your money. I mean, but it's a good money to if I get. But it's not legal. It is illegal, and it's not practical. But I'm glad we are here, and we are blessed to have a man who is a seasoned pastor, a seasoned minister, many years in ministry. Whatever it is, he has seen it. Oranguism at the choir up to the highest level, he has seen it. So what he is saying now is true to the highest effect. Please help me welcome our senior minister, our convener, Bishop Eddie Fabian.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Are you glad to be here? Have you been blessed so far? I tell you, these times are life-changing times. And I believe that God is taking us to a higher level. Your spiritual life, your Christian life, your relationship with God, and your relationship with your members, your pastors, will never be the same again. So we want to say once again a big thank you to Bishop Patrick for these times. We are also grateful to God for the life of Bishop Kweku for coming all the way from Spain to be a blessing. They have come from Spain to be a blessing here. You can't come from Kejetia and in Shiaesu here, no, you can't come. It's not possible. It's amazing. We also want to thank God for all the wonderful bishops we have here. Bishop Charles Amon, Bishop Nasib Haj, and Bishop Samson Kisi. Hallelujah. Bishop Noboson is also around, but he's not here this morning. But he's been here. And all the pastors and everybody, God bless all of you. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we want to bless you so much this morning. What a joy, what a blessing it is to come into your presence. Father, we thank you. We have learned, oh God, that as we gather together in your name, there you are in our midst. And so, Lord, we are grateful that you are in our midst this morning and you're going to minister to us and speak to every heart. We pray that no one will leave here the same, but may our walk with you even be more solidified, that we are going to be stronger in our faith, in our walk with you. We thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Oh, put your hands together and you may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Well, sometimes you may look at it and feel that, oh, if somebody else had been here, maybe this message would be for that person. But it's for you, yes. Once you are the one here, then it's for you. Yeah. The Bible says that Jesus went up the mountain and his disciples followed him. So not just everyone followed him. It was the disciples who followed. So sometimes it's the disciples who come up and they receive. So once you are here, you have been able to climb the mountain. So whatever you are receiving is for you. May you receive every blessing that is yours in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, this morning, on Tuesday, we talked about lessons on loyalty. And yesterday, I spoke to you about signs of disloyalty. Hallelujah. Well, this morning, I just wanted to talk to us also as leaders. Things that sometimes we overlook or we don't take seriously, which are supposed to help us in our walk with God. And so I picked up the Art of Leadership book. I hope that you have a copy. If you don't have one, how many of you have a copy of this book? Okay, you have a copy. You have a copy. Who doesn't have one? You need one. You need one. So guys out there, maybe you can bring it. I don't know how much you're selling it now, but anybody who needs a copy can get it. Amen. And I wanted to share with us from chapter 42. Forgive. Art of Leadership, yes. So if you need one, just wait. How much is it? 40 CDs. These books are very, very, yeah. 40 CDs. You need one, just wave your hand. It will come to you. Or those of you who lifted up your hands, we're hoping that we will give it to you for free. What a shock. No problem. I'm sure the time will come for you. Amen. So, I'm sorry, nobody wants to buy one now, but I'm sure they will buy. Amen. So, chapter 42 of Art of Leadership says, don't give up your source of power. Don't give up your source of power. Amen. All right, Acts chapter 6, okay, let's read from verse 1. It says that, and in those days, when the number of disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews, because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Wherefore, brethren, look ye among you seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. Now, there are certain businesses you should not get yourself into. Yeah, there are people who also handle some of those things. Verse 4. He said, but we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. Verse 5, and the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Ghost, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor and Timon or Timon. If you don't have a name for your child, there are a lot of names in the Bible. You can pick one and use. And Parmenas and Nicholas, a proselyte of Antioch, whom they set before the apostles, and when they had prayed, they laid their hands on them. Amen. And let me just read also Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. Hallelujah. It says that from verse 10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Verse 18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Amen. Well, why are we talking about not giving up your source of power? Because that is what the enemy is aiming for. It's targeting. He wants to take away your source of power. And anything that will help you to do well as a leader, as a Christian, the enemy will fight that thing. That's right. And all the things we are talking about and discussing, you can see clearly that the enemy is targeting something that will make you very strong. You know, as we talk about being loyal and remaining committed, it's one of the things that has kept us strong up till now. It's kept us going, serving God and doing the work of God. So the enemy is fighting that thing, fighting it to make sure that we don't stay loyal. We rise up against the one that we are connected to that is helping us to be strong. He is fighting that thing. And so everything that is coming at us and all that is all targeted at taking away our source of power, source of strength. So you see people who are falling away and falling out. Their strength is all gone. Their power is gone. Whatever they had, they seem to be powerless. And rather they are resorting to all sorts of things on the internet and things to give them strength. But God wants us to have power. And that is the way we can overcome the enemy. If the enemy is able to take away your source of power, you are finished. You are done for. And as a leader, you must be connected to your source of power. And the Bible says that we must be strong in the Lord. It said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Not be strong in money. Or be strong in what else? Some other things. Politics. Business. And sometimes you find pastors, we are into all sorts of things. And leaders, we are moving in all sorts of areas because we feel that that is where we're going to have our strength. And as Bishop Kikuyu has been preaching, one of the things he's been talking about, that fix your eyes on Jesus. Let your mind be on the Lord. Let your heart be on God, because he is the source of your strength. He's the source of your provision. He's the source of your supply. And he's going to supply every need of yours. Am I talking to somebody this morning? So your mind must be on the Lord. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. There is a certain power that is available. And as you connect, as you learn to wait on the Lord, as you stay in his presence, you connect to the power that is in God to help you to make this journey. Because it's a long journey. When that angel appeared to Elijah as he was sleeping, discouraged, tired with the ministry, Jezebel has fought him and all that. I mean, he was so tired running away. The angel came and tapped him and he said, "This is bread, this is water. Rise up and eat, for the journey is very far, is very great. But I see God strengthening you for the journey. You will not give up on the way. I see you overcoming on every side. You will make it to the very end. One day we shall look back and say, we made it." I said, "We made it. We made it." That will be your testimony in the name of Jesus. So God wants us to continue being strong in him. He said, "Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." He said, "Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand." You need to stand. Especially, he said, you should stand against the wiles. Wiles talks about the tricks. The Greek word is methodeia. The tricks and the cunning ways of the devil. I'm telling you, the devil, he doesn't have any of this. All he has is tricks. So he has things to just confuse us. So if you don't take care, he's going to get you. And the same thing he has applied it for years. And it has worked. And it's still working. I mean, you wonder that we have read about Judas. We have read about all these guys, Absalom, all these things. But the same thing is working. And you wonder that, hey, are we not learning from all these things? And the end of all these people is execution. The end is that they are executed, they die. They don't die nice death and all that. But it's like, that is the way we also want to go. And somehow you are blinded, you cannot even see. And that is what the enemy is fighting against. So he said, put on the whole armor of God. Be strong in the Lord, so that you'll be able to stand in the evil day. There is something called the evil day. Evil day. And a lot of people fail in the time of the evil day. And that's what yesterday, as Bishop Gweku was preaching, talked about the fact that you have walked in the rain and you have come to church. You struggled. You couldn't even get a car to come. And then you managed to move through the rain and you arrive. And when you arrive, instead of the pastor saying, "Wow, congratulations, you've done very well. I mean, not many people were able to make it. You have made it." He looks at you and say, "Why are you now coming?" That is an evil day. I tell you, if you don't take care, you will say something you shouldn't say. "This is my last day of coming here. I will not be in this church again. I'm leaving. I won't duck in the doorway of this church." Yes, you don't appreciate anything. Or the day that something happens and pastor talks to you in a certain way. A certain way. That's it. Yourself will come. And that is the evil day for you. Many of us, you have come to such days. And the enemy is always looking out for that day. And when he gets you, that's it. Yeah. So he's targeting your source of power. A great man like Samson. Very anointed. I mean, you would think that you are. Bible says that he that thinketh that he standeth, he should take heed, lest he falls. Because you can easily feel that, "Oh, as for me, the way I am, these type of things cannot affect me. It doesn't work on me. The way I am, I'm a different person." Hey! Ask your neighbor, are you the one that we are talking to, or are you somebody else that we are talking about? Lord have mercy. "As for me, such things, they don't affect me." But he said, "Wherefore, let him that thinketh that he standeth, he should take heed, lest he falls." less. So you can easily fall if you are thinking that you stand. Samson fell easily. And there are things, when you read about Samson, there are things that should warn all of us. Look at Judges, Judges chapter 16. Mercy. Yeah, Judges 16, look at something. The Bible says that, then went Samson to Gaza. Hey, where are the places you have been going to? Gaza. And saw there an harlot and went in unto her. My God. My God. Charlie, there are many harlots around though who are looking for people to slay. Yeah, spiritual harlots. Yeah, plenty. If you joke around with them, you'll be in trouble. And it was told the Gazites, saying, Samson is come hither. And they compassed him and laid wait for him all night in the gate of the city, and were quiet all the night, saying, in the morning, when it is day, we shall kill him. Hey. Listen, the first thing you need to understand is that the devil, he has time for you. All night he was there. Quiet. He doesn't give up. Patiently waiting. If you think that, oh, it's just today, so I've overcome today. No. Tomorrow you must overcome. The day after tomorrow you must overcome. Next week you must overcome. Next month you must overcome. Next year you must overcome. You must endure to the end. That is the thing we are talking about. But many times we feel that, oh, it's just today. No. He has time. He is patient. The Bible says that they lay in wait all night, and they said to themselves, in the morning we will get him. If we can't get him in the first hour of the night or the second hour of the night or whatever, in the morning, no problem. In the morning, we'll get him. So maybe you have been loyal the first 3 years of the ministry. But he's waiting because the fifth year. I mean, sometimes you see people who have been around for years and have been very faithful. And then there's a sudden turnaround and you wonder that, what happened? This person. I mean, if there's anybody who's going to be disloyal, not this person. That is why you should be careful, lest you also fall. As you are looking at somebody, you should learn from it. That people who can be around for years, 20 years have been faithful, then all of a sudden, they change. Because the enemy has time. He's waiting for you. Is it 20 years? No problem. We are going to, I'll wait. I'll wait because I know I will get you, and the enemy will be there waiting. So that is why we need to be very strong. Be strong in the Lord. Not today, not to, every day you have to be strong in the Lord, because the enemy has time. He's waiting for you, and he's waiting for that day when you'll be weak, that evil day. So the Bible says that he said they were waiting all night. In the morning, they said they would get him. Verse 3, look at that. And Samson lay till midnight and arose at midnight and took the doors of the gate of the city and the two posts. That's Samson sometimes. And a bunny moon or yen yamabi, you see. But you see, these days, the devil is just watching. It doesn't move him. You are casting demons and you are doing... No, he's watching you. No problem for him at all. Eh? And went away with them by and all and put them upon his shoulder and carried them up to the top of a hill. That is before Israel. I mean, you'll be doing wild things, moving up and down. Oh, he has time for you. He's just waiting for the time of your weakness. Hey. Verse 4. And it came to pass afterward that he loved a woman. Shall I? the next thing you need to watch is the things you love. The guys have a saying, they say, nukeleti. That is what took him away. That's what carried him away. There is that one thing that will carry you away. But may you be delivered from that one thing that will carry you away. Nukeleti. That thing that he loved, a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. Nukeleti. You are learning some Ghana. Nukeleti. Yes, that is what took him away. And then I didn't call you. Hey, this loving. You have to be careful. The things you love. Bible says that, and Solomon loved many strange women. These strange women. And then I didn't call her Nukeleti. Wise anointed Solomon. Moving. First Kings chapter 11. Oh, Solomon loved many strange women. Oh. So what are the things you love? Because as we are watching you, you give us an impression of something, but you have something inside your heart that you love. That is what will take you away. That is the bottom line. It's like there is nothing, but there is something there that we don't even know about. And many times people have things hidden, hidden agenda, hidden something. If you don't deal with it, that is what will take you away. So what is it that is even a weakness for you? It's a weakness. It's a weakness. That is the thing. If you know you have a weakness, you need to deal with it. Deal with it. Deal with it. But he loved. Solomon loved. Give me that scripture. 1 Kings 11. And Solomon loved many strange women. Yeah. Together with the daughter of Pharaoh. Wow, look at that. Pharaoh's daughter, you have gone to. And women of Moabites and Ammonites and Edomites. Just say, he had the variety of the women. Gans, Ashantis, Fantis, Eves, any tribe. Hittites, eh? Of the nations concerning with the Lord said that the children of Israel shall not go into them. Neither shall they come in unto you, for surely they will turn your heart away from towards their gods, after their gods. And Solomon clave unto these in love. Pastor, what kind of love is that? I'm in love. Yeah. You will be surprised the things that can take you away. So check what you love. Check the things you love. Check it. Sometimes we don't even deal with some things that we are in the Lord. Oh, you haven't dealt with it, then we have made you a leader in the church. Carry the baggage. Yeah. You have a problem with the sisters. And we also don't know, we have made you a pastor. And you are just eating the sheep. Sheep eating shepherd. So he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. And the lords of the Philistines came unto her, and they said to her, listen to what they said, entice him and see wherein his great strength lieth. That is the thing they are looking for. Where your power lies. That's all. That is why you must not give it up, oh. Wherein his great strength lieth. Brother, you have great strength. Oh, I didn't hear your amen. I said you have great strength. And the enemy is afraid of it. Yeah. As a church, our strength lies in our togetherness. Our unity and our loyalty. Wherever you are, your church, your strength lies in your unity. And the enemy would like to bind it and spoil it. Yeah. How good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. For it is like the precious ointment that flows from the head down to the beard of Aaron and his garment, to the skirts of his garment. Yeah. It is like the dew on Mount Hermon. Yeah. And he says that, and there the Lord commands his blessing. A place where blessings are commanded, the enemy cannot stand it. Even life forevermore. There's life that will be in the church when we stand together. Let's not give up our source of strength. Let's not give up our source of power. But the enemy wants to fight, and sometimes he locates it, and then he would do everything to take it away. Entice him. And what do they want to do to him? Look at that. Three things. He said that we may prevail against him, number one. Number two, that we may bind him. And number three, that we may afflict him. Three things the enemy would like to do to you. But may you be delivered from these things. When you give up your source of power, that's what will happen to you. The enemy will prevail against you. The enemy will bind you, and the enemy will afflict you. Yeah. You may not see this at the beginning. But when you go on, you will see that that's it. Everything you have is gone. Hey, I see you prevailing over the enemy. He will not prevail against you. Verse 4, verse 5, verse 6. Where are we? And Delilah said to him, Samson, tell me, I pray thee, wherein thy grace strength lieth. If it's your Bible, underline it. That's what he's looking for. Tell me where your grace strength is lying. And wherewith thou mightest be bound to afflict thee. I don't know why Samson heard these things, but he didn't think that it was a serious matter. The same thing. And you can see the same thing happening. He wants to bind you. He wants to afflict you. He wants to make your end foolish. But you see that the same thing. And then Samson said to her, if they bind me with seven green withs that were never dried, then shall I be weak and be as another man. But it's also some way. You see that people tend to play with things that will put you in trouble. Agrobi many perform. Oh, let's go. Nothing will happen. Let's go. Let's go and go. Then you go and you are there and you are relating with certain people. Danger. You just relate with certain people and they are flowing with you. They have become your friends. And sometimes when we say, no, cut off, you don't even understand. You are angry. Before you are aware, no kebote. And he was just joking around with Delilah. Oh, do this, play with my hair. Then the lords of the Philistines brought up all these things that she was asking for. She bound him with them. Exactly. Now there were men lying in wait, abiding with her in the chamber. You think you are alone there? You have no idea the sort of people that are there waiting to prevail over you and kill you. Yeah. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. They are principalities, they are powers, they are rulers of the darkness. They are there waiting to get you. And he break the weights as a thread of tow and broke him when he touched the fire. All that. Verse 10. He gave her another thing. He said, something, you have mocked me. You told me lies. Now tell me, I pray thee, wherewith you might be bound. Then he gave her another thing. Oh, if they do this to me, you fasten me with new ropes, I'll be as another man. And she did it. I don't know why he was watching. And then he went on again. The people came and he realized that, Charlie, the guy is very strong. We have not taken away his power. Verse 13, 14, are you there with me? He said, you have told me lies. You have told me. And he said, now weave seven locks on my head. Hey. And she did it. Samson. The Obanu Diagro. Agro be medi perform. Be careful. Yeah. Verse 15, look at it. And she said unto him, how can you say you love me? She rather. When your heart is not with me, she is the one who is not, her heart is not with the guy. But she's making it look like you are rather. You have mocked me these 3 times. And you have not told me wherein your great strength lies. Look at verse 16. It's a very dangerous verse. It said, and it came to pass that when she pressed him daily with her words. Pressure. So be careful the people you are listening to. They will be talking to you and speaking to you in a certain way before you realize you have changed. We are with you very nice, flowing. All of a sudden you have changed because of the words that you are hearing. Faith comes by hearing. We need to be careful. The people, the things they hear. As you keep going to the internet page and you keep reading. Yeah, the pressure. There are some things you need to cut them off. You need to cut them off. That's what Samson should have done long ago, but he kept playing with her. So she pressed him daily, and urged him so that his soul was vexed unto death. Makatoba Shanda, that he told her all his heart. And said to her, there has not come a razor upon my head, for I have been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb. If I be shaven, it's unfortunate. Then he said, my strength will go from me, and I shall become weak and be like any other man. Can you say this? Oh, brah, Samson. Top secret to top enemy. Hey! And when Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called for all that. I mean, she's a woman, she can tell. This one is the real deal. Yeah. Because I think all those other times, the people didn't come home. She knew he was lying to him, to her. So they were lying there waiting. So when Samson, they are here. Then he would get up. He's lying to me. So, but now she knew that he had told. So she sent and called for the Lord of the Philistines. Yeah. Come now. Come up this once, for he has showed me all his heart. Then the Lord of the Philistines came up unto her and brought money in their hand. Come on now. Sold him fully. Judas fully. What will you do if I give him to you? What will you give me? So we'll give you 30 pieces of silver. That's it. The woman just sold the man. And they took him. The Bible says that he got up. She made him sleep upon her knees. Makushata. I mean, in certain places, too, when you put your head there, it's so difficult to wake up from that place. Where are the places that you are sleeping? And she caused him to shave off the 7 locks of the head and began to afflict him, and his strength went from him. Malikoshata, may your strength not go from you. May you not give up your strength. And she said, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he woke up out of his sleep and said, I will go out as other times. It's not the same. Shake myself. And he wist not that the Lord had departed from him. So if you don't take care, you'll be working as a pastor, moving up and down as a leader, but no strength. No power. And that is what is going to bring you down. So what we are saying is that don't give up your source of power. And I see you growing in power. Amen. So they took him, they put out his eyes, bound him, put him in a prison house. And that was it. His whole life, the anointing, everything that he had just went away. But right here, we can see things that you can do to ensure that you don't lose your power. Seven sources of power. Are you there or decided to go back home? So, in Ephesians, you see right there in Ephesians chapter 6, it says that put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand and stand therefore against the wiles of the devil. It says that for we wrestle not against flesh and blood and all that. So, verse 13 says that stand, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand in. We stand in the evil then, having done all to stand. Stand, 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 stand. May you not fall. Amen. And he said, stand therefore, having your loins get about with truth. So the truth of the word of God is what is going to keep us.
That's right. Truth.
Truth. Work with truth. And don't work with any other thing. And the Bible says, you shall know the truth. So one of the things you must do with the truth is that know it. Don't just listen to anything and flow with it. You see, the Bible says, John 8:44, that the devil, he cannot abide in the truth. Anything that is the truth, he can't stay in it. He can't handle it. So you must move away from anything that is not the truth. And there are a lot of things that are false. But an enemy will sell it to you in a way that looks like the truth. And you are going to be flowing with it. Hey! Move away from falsehood. Know the truth. Know the truth. Know the truth. That truth will set you free. No lie. He said, you are of your father, the devil. And what? And he said, go back to the John 8:44. Yes. He said, and the last of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth. But there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he's a liar. So the thing that the enemy will use is lies. And you see people perpetrating lies and saying all sorts of things. They know it's not true, but they will say it. And that is what you must be careful about. Is that the truth? If it's not the truth, don't go with it. But many times we just follow whatever we hear. You must know the truth. That truth will set you free. And then you must also speak the truth. Bible says in Psalm 15 verse 2, it says speak the truth to yourself. Sometimes we need to speak the truth to ourselves. He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteous and speaketh the truth in his heart. Speak the truth to yourself. You must know whether you are in or you are out. That will help you. That will help you. And once you know it and you are speaking it, you must also walk in it. Walk in it. Walk in the truth. And that is what will save you. Walk in it. So the Bible calls it the belt of truth. Paul said, put on the belt of truth. It's that which holds everything together. When you don't have the belt, that's it. It's going to be your end. May you walk in the truth. May you know the truth. May you speak the truth. In the name of Jesus. And then also, so don't give up truthfulness. Number two, don't give up righteousness. Yes. Because the weapon that gives you the strength to speak out and to preach the word of God. On every topic. Stay righteous. Proverbs 28 verse 1. It says that the wicked fleeth when no man pursueth. But the righteous are as bold as a lion. Hey. May you be as bold as a lion. It is when you are walking in righteousness that you can be bold. But when you are not walking in righteousness, you are not bold. And the enemy takes advantage of you. Bible says that, cast not therefore away your confidence. which has a great recompense of reward for you. Hebrews 10:35. Don't cast it away. Confidence is what says that even if the situation changes, I know my God will never change. That's confidence. And when you see the three Hebrew boys, they were in the fire. They were prepared to stay there. No matter what, you can see some comfy boni biam kofonikura. They were not feeling it at all. Said, these people, what is this confidence that they have that they speak? They said, oh, King Nebuchadnezzar, we will not be careful to answer you in this matter. We will not take our time to even think about it twice. We know that our God will deliver us. And even if he doesn't deliver us, we will not bow to your God. Wow. Comfy bunny. What a faith. What a confidence. Yeah. We don't care. That's the kind of confidence we must be having. It is what will keep you going. The enemy will tell you, oh, you will not make it. Things will not work. Let the enemy know that, hey, my God will deliver me. My God will help me. And I'm not afraid what will happen. I know that even if he doesn't help me, I will still not bow to you. I will still make it. And the Bible says that they increased the fire 7 times. Anybody who decides that I'm going to stay, I'm not going to bow to this pressure, the fire will be increased 7 times. It's going to be even more difficult for you. And that's the test that we are talking about. Can you pass that test? And many people have been failing. When the fire went one up, it's too much. This one I cannot. Let me just also bow to the pressure the enemy is bringing. But 7 times, and they were still there. The Bible says that there was a fourth man with them. I came to assure you that there's always a fourth man with you. When it looks like it's hard and it's not going to work, don't be afraid. God is still there. That is the confidence that you must have. That even if the situation doesn't go in the way that I'm expecting, God will still be there with me. Oh, I thought somebody was going to put your hands together for Jesus. He'll be there with you. So don't bow, my brother. Don't lose your source of strength. The truth, keep it. Righteousness, walk in it. The Bible says that, and they preached the word of God with boldness. When they saw the boldness of Peter and John, they said, man, these guys, there's something about them. May you have boldness to preach the word of God. And keep preaching to the very end. Number 3. Are you getting it? We are just about to finish. Don't give up your faith. Oh yeah. Because it is a shield that protects you. Yeah. Don't give up your faith. Don't give up your faith. There was a song like, don't give up your faith. Never give up. Christian man, I want to tell you that. Never give up. Never. Don't give up your faith. You remember many years ago, there's a song like that. Yeah, it was Joyful Way Incorporated. Yeah. Never give up your faith. Hold on to it. That is what is going to fight the enemy. Keep faith alive. I said, keep faith alive. It gives assurance to your hope. As the Bible says that faith is the substance of things hoped for. And evidence of things not seen. So have faith. Whatever you are hoping for will just come to pass. It's faith that makes it come to pass. Because the Bible says faith is now. Now faith is. So whatever you are hoping for, you need faith to bring it to the now. May God give you faith to bring it to the now. Yeah. And whatever the enemy will want to take away from you, he cannot, because your faith is very strong. Bible says that you will quench the fiery darts. In those days when they used to fight, the enemies, their arrows that they throw, they put fire at the end of it. So when they throw it like that, the fire comes to burn. So they had these shields, and they had it was wet with water, sort of. So anytime the thing comes, then they will use it to block it. Then the fire that was coming, the fire will be quenched. I declare over you that the faith that you have will quench. quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. He will be firing things at you to make you give up. But I see you having a faith that will quench every fiery dart of the wicked one. We are going to fight. You see, the thing is, the Bible says, that fight the good fight of faith. So he is fighting. First of all, you are fighting. The enemy is fighting for your faith. And you are also fighting for faith. It's not a simple thing. You have to win that fight. But I see God giving you the upper hand. Yeah, Bible says, 1 John 5:4. It said, he that is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. May you receive that faith to overcome in every situation. But you must not give it up. It's your source of power. Keep fighting for it. The enemy will bring things to steal your faith. And you will hear things that the things you have believed in all these years, something is coming to shake it. But may you receive a faith that cannot be shaken. May you have a faith that will quench every fiery dart. We are not moved. We are not moved. Oh yeah. Faith. It will quench the fiery darts. Number four, and we are just closing. Don't give up your sword. Don't give up your sword. Ephesians 6:17. It said, take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Don't give it up. It is the weapon through which you will advance. Yeah. The word of God. It's the weapon. It's a sword. Bible says, Hebrews 4:12. It says that, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit and of the bone and the marrow. The Bible says that he's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. When you don't have the sword, you can't divide between the soul and the spirit. People always drift to the soul because the word of God is not in you. That is why things carry you away. But when the word of God is in you, you can divide between the soul and the spirit. And you move away from the soul and you enter into the spirit. May you take up the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. Many will not take up the sword. And that is why we fall to the temptations. The soul, as for the soul, dear, I'm telling you, it has feelings. And wants to do things. The only thing that can divide between the two is the word. If the word is not there, you will just be there, hanging there, and you don't know where you are. But the word will always shift you into the spirit, and you move away from the soul. I see you moving away from the things of the soul and entering into the spirit. Yeah. The word. That's what you need. The word is symbolic of three things, eh? When you read the Bible, says in Luke 8:11, it says that the word is a seed. The reason why the enemy will not want you to speak the word, and you find people having all sorts of ideas, and your mind is highfalutin things, that will not take you anywhere. What does the word of God say? Stay with the word of God. Continue with the word of God. It is the seed that will work something in your life. As you have the word in you, it will be a seed in you. It will begin to grow. It will make you into a very strong person. It will make you into a great person. And that's why we must not be preaching any other thing, pastors. Yeah. We go to church and you don't know whether you are in a bank or you are where. Yes. Preaching all sorts of things. How you can be the latest millionaire. Yeah. Millionaire's kit. Business summit. We don't know what sort of thing we are having in the church. But we must stick to the word. The seed is the word of God. The seed is the word of God. The seed is the word of God. And another reason why we need the word is because it's a sword. It cuts off things. It will cut it off. Anything that is not supposed to be there to cut it off. That's why when those people came to church and they heard the preaching, They started screaming, that man. He said, hey, leave us alone. Because the sword that was cutting the guy, he couldn't stand it. May the sword of the spirit cut off anything in your life that should not be there. Unwanted things must go away. There are too many things in our life that should not be there. We need the word to cut them all off. And the word also is light. It's light. Light. He said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And the Bible says that the word is light, and the light shined in darkness, and darkness could not comprehend it. Hey, may you receive the light of the word of God. Get into the word.
Get into the word.
Otherwise, you will stay in darkness. Bible says that having their understanding darkened. There are a lot of people, their understanding have been darkened. Yeah. It's sad. Because there's no light of the word shining. Yeah. They are in darkness. Oh, but you are not going to be in darkness. From today, you are delivered from that thing that makes you stay in the dark. May you have the word of God in you that will bring light into you. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Our church members should not be in the dark. Oh. Yeah. Otherwise, the enemy will take them. All these meetings we are having is introducing light into your life. Light. Light. As Bishop Kuku is preaching, you can see light is shining. Light. The enemy is running away like a rat. See how when you enter your room, there are rats there. You switch on the light. Then they run. They scatter. When the word of God comes, the cockroaches and the rats, they begin to run away. May they run away from your life. May any cockroach, spiritual rat that is in your life, may it run away. Yeah. He will not want you to be exposed to this light. Bible says that if our gospel is hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Of whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel should shine unto them. That light that makes the difference in people's lives. Sometimes you can see that the light is still not there. That is why they are still moving in a certain direction. And if you don't take it, that's how you move. Sometimes when we were reading Samson's thing, you were wondering that what is happening to this guy?
No light.
What's wrong with him?
Yeah.
Hey, we need to close. We are going to have another. Number five. Don't give up your salvation. It is a defense for your very life. Ephesians 6:17, right there. It says that put on the helmet of salvation. So salvation is a helmet that you have to put on. The assurance of your salvation is also very important. Yeah. If you don't take care, you'll be there. You see, the reason why the thing is a helmet, to protect your mind. Think properly. Because the thoughts that the enemy will be throwing into your head, I'm telling you, you will leave the church and go.
You will.
You will be thinking so many evil things, this, that, why this, that. You have a lot of doubts. And before you realize you are discouraged, you just leave and go. So put it on.
Put it on.
Somebody was telling me the other day, he said, watching a movie, and then the people were fighting. There was some fighting going on somewhere. Guns firing. So at a point, it looked like the whole place was quiet. Nothing was happening. Calm. So the guy removed his helmet. He said, oh, man. As soon as he took the helmet, no, they were waiting for him to take it off. The enemy is waiting for you to take off your helmet. But may you not take off your helmet. That helmet of salvation is going to protect you and keep you from the wiles of the devil, the tricks, the methodia, and the things that he uses to get people. Yeah, brother, you are saved. Hold on to that salvation. Yeah. The songwriter said, blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Yeah. It's an assurance you must hold on to. And don't let the devil deceive you. Oh, it's not this. Put it on. Let the helmet stay on. So I'm not moved by what you are saying. It is my hope. It is the Bible says, 1 Thessalonians 5, 8. It said, it is your hope. Hope of salvation. Hope. May you have that hope. Hey. Number 5. Or number 6. Number 6. Don't give up your preparedness to share the gospel because it is your spiritual shoe. Verse 15. He said, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Bishop Dag always says that when he used to hear these things and read them, he thought it was just something that Paul was just saying, something. It's like a poem. But he didn't know that the things, they were real things. Real. Because if you are somebody who goes with the gospel preaching, your feet will be protected. Yeah. Your feet will be covered. How beautiful are the feet of them that bring good news. How beautiful. Your feet will be protected. You'll be covered from the enemy. Didn't you hear that the Bible says that the seed of the woman, he will bruise the head of the serpent, but the serpent is looking for his heel. The thing that makes you move, he's looking for it to destroy it. You see that you have become motionless. And you are there at one place. Hey, but God is going to deliver you. As you take up the gospel and you are moving, you are entering into the territory of the enemy. You see, they say the best way to defend is to attack. So as you are coming, you are entering the camp of the enemy, and the enemy will be running away from you. May you put on the feet, the shoes, to preach the gospel of peace. Don't stop preaching the gospel. People have time for other things. Even the time we have to preach the gospel is not enough. And you are sitting down reading things on the internet, writing things and posting. What time, pa? Too much time on your hands. But if you rise up and look, the fields are white already to harvest. There are souls that are waiting to be saved. If you can rise up and preach the gospel, you will find out that you will find great value for your life than just sitting down and reading things. It's the reason why even things are being thrown into your head. Samson had too much time. Too much time. The laps of a woman. Be careful, my brother. Nokelete. Tell somebody nokelete. In Mark 6, verse 15, Mark 16, 15, he said, go into the world. Go everywhere. 16:15. And preach the gospel. Yeah, to every creature. Yeah. Go ye into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. As you begin to move, something will begin to take place in your life. As you are sitting at one place, it's a he that believeth shall be saved. And baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Then look at verse 17. It says that, and these signs. Oh, I see signs and wonders following you. I said, I see signs and wonders following you. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. They shall take up serpents and it will not bite them. They shall drink deadly things and they will not be harmed. Oh, I see you being delivered from the traps of the enemy. And the Bible says in verse 20, and they went everywhere preaching the gospel and God working with them and signs following. I see you. God is going to work with you. And signs will follow you. Signs will follow you. Finally, don't give up prayer. Don't give up prayer. Don't give up prayer. It is a powerful tool that Jesus never let go. Every leader derives power from something. And Jesus knew that his source of power was prayer. That is why he never stopped praying. And that is why he prayed so earnestly in the Garden of Gethsemane. Hey. It said the Apostle Peter knew that his source of power was in prayer. That is why he refused to give it up. Don't give up prayer. Your source of power is in the prayer. As you pray, power is released. You stir up power in the spirit realm. Prayer will turn the atmosphere and the things around will change. Yeah. Bible says in Revelation 8, it says that, I'm closing, the people, it said the angel, when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for a space of half an hour. And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given unto him much incense. That what? He should offer it up with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. Where are the prayers? Your angel is waiting with incense, but there's no prayer coming. How are you going to have a certain power at work in your life? And the Bible says, verse 4, and the smoke of the incense which came with the prayers of the saints ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. Hey! And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar, and he cast it into the earth. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and earthquakes. Hey, you can release voices, and you can release thunderings, and you can release lightnings and earthquakes if you can rise up in prayer. But many times we'll be sitting down not praying. A prayerless leader is a powerless leader. But when the prayer comes in, it stirs up power. Jesus said to them, tarry ye in Jerusalem, Luke 24:49, until you be endued with power. What do you think he meant? They should just sit down. No, they should tarry in Jerusalem. They should lift up their voices in prayer. They should be praying, staying in the presence of God, and not moving away. The Bible says, and you shall receive power, Acts 1:8. After that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and even to the uttermost part of the earth. So the Bible says in verse 14, Acts 1, when they all gathered together to pray, and the women also with them. Kapatolama, limaturia sandaha, hikatoda bababoka sala. They kept praying. They kept praying. Jesus met them on the 40th day. They kept praying till the 50th day. I don't know how they were doing it, but they were there 10 days praying. Bible says, when the day of Pentecost was fully come. Pentecost is 50. So they were praying. Yeah. They were praying. And then they heard the sound of a rushing mighty wind. And the Spirit of God filled the room where they were. And fire came upon each and every one of them. And I tell you, their lives were not the same. And today, look at what they have done with the world. And I tell you, as a leader, if you also not give up your source of power, I see the Lord using you. I see a fire coming upon you. I see a stirring of the power of God in your life. I see the Spirit of God filling you, and you are going to be a witness in every nation, in every place. May God use you. May the enemy not be able to get you. In the evil day, may you survive. In the evil day, may the Lord give you the upper hand. For he that is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. May the Lord stir up your faith. May the Lord stir up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. May there be a preaching of the gospel. As your feet is shod with the preparation of the gospel, you will not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus, for it is the power of God unto salvation for everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and to the Greek. May there be a fresh oil upon you. May there be a fresh anointing upon you. Lift up your voice and begin to pray right now. Tell the Lord, may I not give up my source of power. May I always walk in power. May I always walk in power in the name of Jesus. May I know the truth. May I speak the truth. May I walk in the truth in the name of Jesus. May righteousness be mine. May I have boldness like a lion in the name of Jesus. I will not cast away my confidence, for I know it has great recompense of reward for me in the name of Jesus. May the Lord himself strengthen you, that you be full of faith to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked in the name of Jesus. As you lift up your voice in prayer, may the prayer be mixed up with the incense which your angel is holding, that may there be power, may there be voices, may there be lightnings, may there be earthquakes to deal with the situations in your life. The enemy will not be able to overcome you. You will not fail. You will make it to the very end. You will survive to the very end. You will endure to the very end. May the word of God dwell in you richly in the name of Jesus. May the word of God dwell in you richly. Kabakuta badiakata. The grass may fail and the leaves will wither, but the word of God shall endure forever. I see the word of God that is in you enduring forever in the name of Jesus. You will make it to the very end. You will not fail in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. Oh, labata boda shibakatandarianda. Repebele ketudie sandarabanda. Libreke tudia sata badodo boshika ye bandoria sandala labanda in the name of Jesus. And begin to clap your hands. Clap your hands and give the Lord a shout of praise. Give God a shout of praise. Give God a shout of praise.
You want to keep praying? Yes, keep praying. Oh, Baba Badoria
Sandara Bandara Bashandara Banderia. Oh, yes.
That from this point onwards, you are a different person.
Yes,
may
Lord.
May the power of God empower you.
Yes, Lord.
Be a good leader of a strong church, a growing church, an established church. Yes, keep praying. Lift your voice and pray right now. Right now, Shabbatodia
Sandara Banda. Libakata Baduria Sandara Brande. Libreketodia Sandara Baduria Sandara Banda.
Let me be grounded.
Yes, Lord.
In the word.
Yes, Lord.
Let me establish that.
Yes, Lord.
In the doctrine.
Yes, Lord.
Of my house.
Badoka.
Let me have the spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Of my father.
Lakatoria.
Le
breketoria.
Le
breketoria. Bata banana ba.
Le
breketoria.
Di bakata
ba 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 ba.
Lay hands on your heart. Lord, let me love the Father.
Yes, Lord.
Let me love Jesus.
Let me love the Father.
Let me love God.
Let me love Jesus.
Motivated by love, not money,
may my heart, O God,
be
protected, O God, be covered, O God, shield my heart, O God, for out of it, O God, close the issues of life.
I love you, Father. I love you, Father.
Oh, yes.